Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
Hey, what's going on, home team? It's your boy Gino Worldwide, Pastor Gino, man of Free Wave Radio, Generation Now Church in Murfreesboro. Hey, you are now listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice Presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's the Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Levreen at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
At Javina Distributing, we got your covering for your winter and summer needs. One size fits all. To order yours today, please message them on Facebook at Javina Distributing or call 616-929-2991 or 517-489-6923. Or you can order from the website www.allsportsheadgear.com and type in promo code SIRON2020 to receive 20% off your purchase. Let's get it. Let's go.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio, the station for inspiration. You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sego, right now on TPV Radio.
City on my back, a whole lot on my chest, treating me foul, had to tap it with the rest. Blow the whistle. Them folks got benched, now watch me get blessed. Had to switch it up, everybody ain't loyal. Nope. But my day one's with me, been down since the soil. All these hard times ain't finna stop. If my God be with me, then we poppin'. Okay. On the real, really losing ain't no option. I got the word in my heart, so be cautious. I swear these Pharisees really make me nauseous. Guard my mind, ain't no time for no nonsense. Nah, straight like that, set it on wax. Only spittin' facts, you can play it back. You can hear the truth when I'm in the booth. You can hit the dough if you get mad.
Your brother, your cousin, your nephew, of Real Talk, Pastor Byron, say go!
What you finna do when you get in? I'ma act up, act up.
hey, what is going on, my people? How y'all doing on tonight? Hey, this is your brother, your cousin, your one and only nephew. Hey, this is Pastor Byron Tago. Hey, with Real Talk. And hey, I want to thank everybody that is on, that is riding with us on tonight here on the TPB Radio Network. So, hey, I appreciate you. I really, really appreciate you. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a great show on tonight, because I believe that I have a subject that everybody wants to talk about, but nobody wants to talk about it. So this is Real Talk. So we're going to talk about it on tonight. And I'm going to get into the subject really quick. So, hey, but real good on tonight, just to talk. We're in the CTX area. Hey, you know, it's warm outside, and my prayer is everybody is staying safe, being smart, using the common sense that God has given you, and doing what you're supposed to do, as our experts have told us to do. So I want to start off by saying that. And real quick, I want to send my shout-outs. Hey, shout-out to TPB Radio Network, the whole entire TPB Radio Network family. Hey, salute you. Hey, I want to say a big salute to my wife, Lady Latanya Sago. Hey, I really, really appreciate you, my kids. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Everybody, Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, Blessings on the Block, Community Outreach. Hey, I salute you all. And just my disclaimer that I got to give every week, we don't talk politics. Not here on Real Talk, not on TPB Radio Network. We don't talk politics. We don't get into all the ins and outs of politics. If you want to talk about politics, then I encourage you to go to a politic type radio station and get your gab on the politic type radio station. But we don't talk politics here. We come real. We talk about everything, and we keep it all in the context of God. So prayerfully, that when you listen to any of these shows that come on TPB Radio Network or on Real Talk, and you leave here with something in your heart that you can grow from, something in your heart that you can get some understanding that will send you out to be a better person when you're done. So hey, on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna talk about. Well, I guess it's a question. So here's the question. And if you want to join in, if you want to call in, you want to leave comments, drop your comment on Facebook in the comment section, and I'll read your comment, and we'll discuss your comment on the air. And if you want to call in and you have something that you want to call in, you want to talk about on air, hey, look, call in 515-605-9873. That is the TPB Radio Network. I like to call it the hotline. It's the TPB Radio Network hotline. And we can get you on air, and then your comment or what you have to say, we can talk about it on air. But we'll do that toward the end of the show, probably like 10 minutes prior to the show. So call in at that number if you want to be heard on the air. If you want to drop a comment right there in our inbox on Facebook. So hey, so here's the question on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I really believe that everybody has some questions about this. So here's the comment. My question is why go to different countries on mission trips when we have a mission right where we are? Now let me say this, okay? I want to make this clear. I want to make this really, 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 really clear, all right? There's nothing wrong with going on these mission trips and going to different countries. There's nothing wrong with that, because the Bible tells us that's what we should do. There is nothing wrong with that, okay? That is encouraged by a lot of people, okay? I'm not saying that it's wrong to go to these different countries on mission trips and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, okay? Because that's what we're supposed to do. But my question is, here's the question that's on the table. Why do we do that? Why do we put our priorities on doing that and forgetting about what we have going on right where we are in our own areas, right, in our own neighborhoods, in our own cities, right where we are, okay? We seem to put that on the back burner, okay, instead of focusing on right where we are right now, okay, right where we are to make disciples right where we are. We forget about that, and then we go to these other countries. And again, like I said, that's okay. That is absolutely what we should be doing. But what we should be doing first is taking care of home first. We should be taking care of what we have in our area right where we are first. And I'm going to go to the Bible, and here's what the Bible says about this. And many people know about this. It's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now, it said that this is a part of the Great Commission. Okay, this is a part of the Great Commission. And here's what Christ says. Christ says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, let's talk about this really quick. Jerusalem. What's our Jerusalem? Okay? Our Jerusalem is our own home, our own neighborhood, our own hometown, and our own cities. That's our Jerusalem. Our Judea is our own culture. Our Judea and our Samaria is our own culture, which is our nearby culture, and which is our states and our countries. And to the ends of the earth is wherever, anywhere else God sends us. That's the ends of the earth. So most people say, well, Christ didn't tell us a specific way to go. Well, if we follow the Bible, it says Jerusalem first. Okay? If we follow what the Bible says, it says Judea next. If we follow what the Bible says, it says Samaria after that. And it says, in the end, to the furthest ends of the earth. Now, am I saying God won't call people and tell people to go to certain places and spread God's word? I'm not saying God won't do that, because we know God will do what God wants to do, because God has the power and God is in charge. I understand that. God will do that. But what we have to do is we can't focus on these mission trips. Okay, we can't make that our sole priority and forget about what's going on right in our own backyards. Listen to me. It's people in our own neighborhoods that need Christ. But we won't give people in our own neighborhoods Christ, but we'll go to China to give somebody Christ, which is okay, which is cool. Okay? We won't give people Christ in our own cities, where we are, our own hometowns, right where we're living, okay? But we'll go to Asia or Africa and give those people Christ, which is good, which is okay. But we have to begin right where we are, because it is vital to give the people right where we are, right in our hometowns, right in our own neighborhoods, right in our own backyards. These people need Christ too. But we'll hop on a plane and we'll travel thousands and thousands and thousands of miles, okay, to give people Christ, when there's people right where we are that are hungry for Christ. That are people right where we are, right in our own backyards, right in our own neighborhoods. And sometimes even in our own homes. We got to begin in our own four walls of our houses and give Christ. Right inside our own four walls of our homes. So my question is why do we do that? Well, there's a lot of reasons why. And again, hey, if you want to call in, if you got a comment, hey, I appreciate you. Hey, I see you, AP McKinley Miller. I see you, sir. Salute you all the way from Macon, Georgia. Thank you for joining us, sir. So I found out after some studies. And I've looked at some things and I've read some things. We have a problem with preaching to people that we know. We have a problem with delivering God's word or preaching the gospel to people that we know. Here's the reason why. Because the people that we know have dirt on us. And I'll tell you what dirt I'm talking about. See, the people that we know, when we change for real, okay, the people that we know, they know us when we used to be out there in the streets. The people that we know us when we used to be out there in the streets and doing whatever we want to do. So now it's a little bit more difficult because we don't think those people are going to take us seriously. Okay? But we can travel 5,000 miles away, and those people are going to take us seriously because they don't know who we are. And let's be real, okay? This is real talk, so we're going to be real, all right? There's some confessed followers of Christ that are still doing what they shouldn't be doing, okay, but they're telling other people not to do it. So now they got to swerve in and swerve out, okay? And they don't want to get out into the area because somebody might pull the covers from over what they're doing. So no, I can't go out and preach in the city because I've been out there in the city doing my dirt. So no, I can't do that. But if I go to Uganda, if I go to Africa, if I go to China, ain't nobody gonna know me over there. There's nobody gonna know me over there in those places 5,000 miles away. So I can go and tell them anything. So it's good, though. Listen to me. It's good. It's good because those people need to hear about Christ, too. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, each one of my listeners right now, there are people right where we are that need Christ more than ever. And I can't encourage us enough to understand that we got to start at home. We got to start in our own neighborhoods. We got to start right where we are. We have to start right where we are. Because there's a thought process that people in the people right where we are, the people in America, we kind of take things for granted a lot. And we do. We do take things. We take a lot of things for granted. Now, when we go on these mission trips, we can learn a whole lot of stuff. We can learn the ways of other cultures. And going to these mission trips is a learning experience. Like I said, we can go and we can learn other cultures. We can learn how good we really got it, okay, here in the States, where we don't have to trek water for 2 miles one way, well, 2 miles one way and then 2 miles back just to get water. Okay, we can learn how great we have it. Okay, and we can learn, we can grow in ministry. We can grow in our walk with God by going on these mission trips. And again, like I said, I cannot say enough on how important and how good those things are. And people who go on these trips, hey, God bless you. You know, I thank God for you for having that willingness to go and do that. And you're doing great stuff, and God is going to bless you if God saw fit for you to do that. But I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that if we slip, okay, if we are so focused on that, and that is going over to wherever place that we decide to go, that we say God has sent us, when we're so focused on that and unfocused on this, and the this is the right now, the this is right where we are, the this is right there in our own homes, the this is our Jerusalem, the this is our Judea, the this is our Samaria, right where we are. When we take our focus off the this, then we're not really doing what God has told us to do. We're not really. Now, people can take this and they can dissect this scripture and say, well, Jesus didn't tell us to go that way first, or Jesus didn't say go in this order. Okay, but I'm telling you what the Bible says. we can see it. And then the order Jesus has commanded the disciples to do this is the way Jesus meant for them to do it. Start at your homes first. Start right where you are first. Because the true fact of the matter, listen to this. If you can't make an effect in your own home, right where you are, your own hometown, right where you are, if you can't make an effect there, what makes us think that we can make an effect anywhere else? If we can't make an effect in our own homes, in our own cities, in our own towns, what makes us think that we can be effective going out to these other places, going on these mission trips? Now, there's some colleges that require their students to go on these trips. There are. And my question is, why don't these colleges require these students just to go downtown in one of the same areas that they live in where that people need Christ? There are a lot of places right where we're staying at right now, right where we're living right now, where people are living. You would drive down this place and you would think that it's a third world country just by the homeless population, just by how people are living, the poverty and the hunger and the things that's going on. We would think that some of the areas that we live in are third world countries. So why can't we encourage our students? Why can't we encourage our young people that, look, it's okay to want to go on a mission trip. It's okay to do that. But look, we're going to go on a mission right downtown. We're going to pack some stuff up and we're going to go right downtown. And we're going to go on a mission trip right downtown. Yeah, I only know it's only 5 miles down the road, but we're going to go on a mission five miles down the road, and we're going to talk to some people. We're going to give them the good news of Christ. We're going to do what God has told us to do in God's word. And when we go on these mission trips, it's great that these souls are saved. It's great that people give their lives over to Christ. That's wonderful, because that's what it's about. Saving souls. But there are souls right where we are that need saving. And people right where we are that need saving. They need Christ. They need to hear the good news. They need to understand that they are of value. They need to understand that God loves them. They need to understand that God is still there for them. They need to understand that they're not out of the fight, even though it seems like they're down right now. But they're not out of the fight. And God understands their pain. God understands what they're dealing with. God sees what they're dealing with right now. But they need to know that they're not out of the fight. The only thing they need to do is get up and keep swinging. That's what we have to encourage these people right where we are, right in our own Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen. Right in our own Jerusalem. To encourage people right in our own Jerusalem that you are worth it, that you're not out of the fight, that God still has your back. So my question on the table, and I want some people, please, I want some people to chime in and talk to me, Why go to these different countries on mission trips when we have a mission right where we are? Come on now. Somebody need to talk to me. Somebody drop a comment. Somebody call in. It's all good though, but I'll keep on going. And again, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we have to be very well, I guess everybody hears that, but you know, this is real talk. This is how we do it here. This is how we do it. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. Again, like I said, then we got to understand that these things are good, that these things are okay. Going on these mission trips, okay? And we see it all the time on these commercials where they're collecting Bibles and toys and things like that for kids in these third world countries. And it's great. It's wonderful. But what about the kids right where we are in these Bibles? What about the kids, right, in our own cities that need Bibles? What about those ones that need care, right where we are in our own cities, our own states? What about those kids? And there are a lot of them out there. There are a lot of them. All right. There's so many children's homes in this area, okay, that have children that have no family, that have no parents, that live, that are homeless. We're talking about children that are homeless, okay? They need God. That need to hear the good news of God, that need Bibles, that need people to talk to them and let them know that you're going to be okay. But what we'll do is we'll hightail it and we'll collect money and we'll get on a plane and we'll fly 5,000 trillion, 100 million miles to another country to tell people the same thing that we need to tell people right where we are. Why do we do that? So I got a question. I got a comment from AP McKinley Miller from Living Sacrifice Fellowship Ministries in Macon, Georgia. And this is what AP Miller said. He said, "This is a loaded question, and I used to ask the same question as a younger believer. A lot of the trips are about money and sponsorship, but the organizers and organizations don't get support from local sponsors if they do inner city work." Man, look, AP, that's good. That is absolutely good, and you're absolutely right. It has to do with about money a lot. It does because when they do receive that money, there is a lot of funds that are allocated. People have allocated funds. The sponsors have allocated funds, especially if you're a 501c3. It's almost like a tax write-off when you receive these massive funds. Now, I can't say what any organization is doing with all these funds they collect. I don't know if they're spending it all or if they're taking some of those funds and they're putting it back into the people that they're going to help out. I'm not sure. And like AP Miller said, that as a I still have that question, and I'm not a young believer. I'm still working toward it. Okay, I'm still working to become more mature every day, but it still baffles me why we do that. It still baffles me why we tend to shun our own communities and we'll go and do work in other places. I still fail to understand the reasoning why we do that. And I'm not sure, okay? There's many answers to it, and everybody has their own thoughts about it, and everybody has their own outlook on it, and that's great. But I can only speak from my outlook that we need to build homes right where we are. There are people who need homes built right where we are. There are people who need places to live right where we are, that there are people who need, that there are schools that need work right where we are. But we don't do that work. we put that work on the back burner a lot of times. You put that work to the side a lot of times to be able to go and travel and go in on these mission trips and talk about these things. So I still fail to understand that. And maybe somebody who's listening, maybe you can help me. Maybe you can help me be better. But I don't think my mind is never going to be changed trying to figure out that understanding of why we fail to neglect our own places right where we are. And we use Jesus Christ as the way of doing what we want to do, maybe it's to look good. I don't know. Okay, but that's not what Christ told us to do. So hey, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta pay some bills. We gotta go on a break. Everybody, hold what you got. Don't go nowhere. We're gonna come back with a second portion of why go on to different countries or mission trips when we have a mission right where we are. So look, hey, hold what you got. We'll be right back. TP Radio, gotta pay some bills. Pastor B, we'll see you in a second.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Never met somebody I'ma keep it real, boy, you never met nobody colder. That's why I'm referencing Jesus if you ain't already know. But everybody just wanna be cool, see in the city with a raccoon that snitch on you in a quickness and won't come to your rescue when you need him. When I had a thought that was your people, better know that God will never leave him. He got your back, you just gotta believe him. People wonder why I'm always in a joyful mood, but if you know him like I do, you have joy in your soul. You better get to know him because you can have it cool. Cause Jesus be the reason and the realest, you already know.
Never met somebody really. Someone that says it better, no. Have you ever found somebody greater? Me either. They try me and ask me the same question, but
whoa, he's a miracle demonstrator. I just be like, oh, don't wait on nobody to pay ya. I just be like, yo, I'm a tanker, disciple maker. Speak the truth to these fakers. Call me a planet shaker. The cross got me over, but it was Jesus, no anchor breaker. Miracle worker, he be like magic, but not a Laker. Contract is blood, so you would never have to sign papers. Injustice to serve. I was Ramona, where she be fine. We loading the bus with all of my woes in TP9. From state to state, city to city, we on the go. Where you going next? I be like, I don't know, man.
Never met somebody really, no. Someone that does it better, no. Have you ever felt somebody greater? Me either. They try me and ask me the same question, but I be like,
I'm unashamed of his name, and don't you forget it, don't you forget it, no.
It'll be my soul whenever I still gotta let it go. Ain't no shame in my praise, I do it all in his name. Now you might think I'm insane the way I dance, but if you know what I do, then maybe you understand, yeah.
Never met somebody really, 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 really.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago right now on TPV Radio.
Hey, what is good, everybody? We are back. We are back. We are back. Hey, that was my man TP9 featuring Canton Jones. I'll be like. So hey, if you want some good hot music, hey, this is the radio station that you need to tune in to. And hey, this will be if you're missing this show right now, there's gonna be a replay on it. And you can go on the website and you can go back and you can play this thing back. You can share it, you can like it, you can love it, and you can tell more people to check out TPV Radio Network, the hottest, most controversial radio station in the land. As it says, the most hottest, controversial radio station in the land. Right here at the bottom of the screen, you'll see the website where you can go and you can check this out. You can replay this. You can go back, and if you miss anything while you're listening to it, you can go back and you can check it out. Amen. So look, we're back with part two. We're back with part two. We're talking about why I go to different countries on mission trips when we have a mission right where we are. And that is a loaded question, and there is a lot that that people might have to say about that, and it's good. It's all good for people to have their thoughts about it. But again, I go back to what I said earlier, that my thoughts, where God has me with that right now, is that we need to work on right where we are. That's what God has me with it right now. Begin to work where we are first. Now, look, here's what I will say. Here's what I will say, okay? If the opportunity came for, and someone says, hey, look, Pastor B, we're gonna ride out and we're gonna go to wherever, all right? We're gonna minister to those people over there, okay? Again, that's fine. But we gotta make sure. Like I said, I have to make sure in my heart that I've done everything I can now to help people right where I am first. All right. Now look, here's what I'm gonna say. I got it. We can't. We're not gonna be able to save everybody. Okay. We can. There are some people that are just not gonna respond. Okay. There are some people just not gonna accept Christ into their life. And that's the truth. The Bible tells us there's going to be some people that are not going to accept Christ into their life. Okay, and we can try, but there's some people that are not going to accept Christ. There's some people that are not going to repent and accept Christ. And that's the true fact of the matter. That's the truth. The Bible tells us that's how it's going to go down. But we got to keep going. We have to make sure that everything is set right where we are. We have to. I don't know how many times that I can keep saying that. But we forget about right where we are. Our focus goes off of right where we are and goes somewhere else. And we got work to do right where we are. We have some building up to do right where we are. We have some. We got some grinding and some work and some digging that we can do right where we are. Right in our own Jerusalem, we got a lot of work. We got a lot of work that needs to be done right where we are. We got a lot of hungry people right where we are. We got a lot of hopeless people right where we are. during this time of 2020, and everybody knows what's going on. I don't even talk much about COVID-19. I hear people preaching about it. I don't even get down like that, because people hear about it enough. Okay, but we can look right now and see that there are people losing hope. There are people whose family members are dying. There are people who have lost jobs. There are people that's about to get evicted from their homes. There are people who've already been evicted and they don't have a home anymore. We can see all that happening right before our eyes. We can see all this stuff happening right before our eyes. Mothers dying, fathers, sisters, brothers, co-workers, uncles, aunts, dying right before our eyes. People are just losing things. If you look on TV and you can see some of the lines at these food banks of people trying to get food, that need food, that need assistance. So what makes us think that God is 100% pleased with negating what's going on right where we are and going somewhere else? What makes us think that God is getting honor going somewhere else and forgetting right where we at? I mean, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Those that are listening, I don't know. Maybe you can drop a comment and let me know. But we have to really, now again, like I said, you know, we have to follow what God is saying to us. We have to follow what the Spirit is leading us to do. And again, if God's Spirit is leading us to leave this country and go to another country and minister to another country, then that's what God has told you to do. That's what God has told you to do. But here's my question. If we go there and we put in all this work to save people there, we put in all this work and we learn and we see what people deal with, and we get a better understanding of people's hearts, and God is speaking to us out in this place right where we are, and the spirit is moving, and the saved souls are being saved and all this type of stuff, and we learning these things over there right where we are. But we come back and we drop everything we've learned, everything that God has poured into us. We drop everything we've learned. We drop that off, just like we drop our bags off when we get back. And all that zeal and all that energy that we have, that we had over there, all that energy is gone. Look here. Look, we got to keep that same energy. If we go there and we're so energetic over there, wherever we go, if we're energetic and God has guided you over there to speak to those people, when we come back, we got to keep that same energy. When we come back, we should still retain that same energy, because the people that we went to minister to overseas are the same. They're God's people, and these are God's people right where we are. And we have to understand that. We got to keep that same energy. And if we don't keep that same energy, is God pleased with that? If we go overseas and to a place overseas and we have energy and God is moving and souls are being saved and we're praying with people and we're preaching to people and we're professing the gospel of Christ, and we come back and we drop all that off as soon as we get back home, because we think in our finite minds, well, the people over here don't want to hear. Or, check this, or we can go over to these other places and tell people anything we want to hear or anything that we want to tell them. And they'll believe it because they have a lack of understanding. And a lot of times, people that we go on these mission trips, they're not going to challenge, or they're not going to ask questions, all right? But over here, people have ways of understanding things a little bit more, and they're going to ask questions when they understand something. And we just might not have the answer to the question that people want to know. Because we can go there and we can go to another country and preach our own gospel. But when we come back over here, there's going to be questions, and we have to give those answers. And we might not have the right answers to the questions that the people are going to ask. So maybe that's the answer. So I got a comment from Pastor Christopher Newton. Well, that's my man, TBV Radio Network, the face of TBV Radio Network. He says, I believe we focus on the missions right at home. I mean, he says, I believe we focus on the missions right at home and truly come together, we can see effective. It can be effective, but it's about it's about self-spotlighting. That's what's killing the body. That's good. It's about putting that light on ourselves. It's about putting that spotlight on this ministry or that ministry to say that we went to wherever and we had a good time and we had 12 people that went with us, and we built this house, and we built that house, and we dug this well, and we dug that well. All good stuff. God bless you. All good stuff. All good stuff. Well, let's get together and build some houses over here. Let's get together and build a few neighborhoods over here for people over here. Let's get together and as one collective body and do some things for the people over here that need help over here. Let's do that. Let's do that. Here's another comment from Pastor Chris New. He said, "No disrespect to overseas missions, but they generate more fundraising than here in the States." Think about it, family. Generate fundraising, but forget about everything that's going on here. All right, so we have Ms. Betty Sago saying we must understand that needs are right here at home. Absolutely. Needs are right here at home. We have there are needs over there, and there are needs here. But if we go by what the Bible tells us, what Christ has told us, he says, go, he said, tell people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem first, okay, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, when he was telling the disciples this, see, the disciples understood where their Jerusalem was, because at that time, Jerusalem was the closest area to them. So, which they were there in that area, so they understood that. They understood the Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria. They understood that because how they were located. So they understood that. All right? And that's what they did. They went to Jerusalem first. They spread the gospel in Jerusalem. Then they went out to Judea and Samaria. But what we want to do, we want to go to the ends of the earth first, and then work our way back in. That's not what Christ said. That's not what Christ told us to do. Christ didn't say go in any order you want to go. Christ said start at home first. Start at your Jerusalem first. Now, I can call you anywhere I want to call you. I can give you the word to go anywhere I want to go, but this is where I want you to start first. Because if you don't start here first, you can't. If you can't be effective here, how can you be effective at the at the ends of the earth? If you can't be effective in your own home, if your own area, your own cities are not in order, how can you expect to get anybody else in order when you hadn't even got order right where you are first. That just doesn't make sense. There's no sensibility about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. The sensibility has to come to where we have to get everything in order in our Jerusalem first. We have to. Our Jerusalem has to be in order. It has to be. But we forget about Jerusalem, and we go everywhere else and say, well, Jerusalem will fend for themselves. They'll get it right whenever they get it right. No, that's not how it works. All right, A.P. Miller has said, A.P. Miller from Living Sacrifice, he said, some people hate being rejected right in our backyards, and some are afraid to move about in our own communities. Oh, this is good. This is good, AP. And some are afraid to move about in our own communities or in a broken community in the city. And lastly, sometimes the ministries don't know how to minister to folks that don't look like them. Or, that's the second part to this. Okay, I don't see the second part, but AP Miller, but gotcha. Absolutely. We hate being rejected in our own backyard. We hate people to turn their backs on us. But look, rejection is a part of it. Okay? We're gonna get rejected. Look, if Christ got rejected, what makes us think that we're not gonna get rejected? Prime example, Christ was rejected by his own people, right where he was, his own people. So what makes us think that we're not going to get rejection? We're not going to receive rejection from people, because we are going to receive rejection from people. It's going to happen. And just like A.P. Miller said, some people are afraid to move about in their own communities or in a broken community in the city, because we're scared. Now, listen to me. Now, I'm not telling us that we go down in the trap by ourselves and we don't know our way around, okay? I'm not saying that, because that could be detrimental to your health. I got that, all right? But if we begin to be seen in these communities, little by little, begin to build relationships with these broken communities, little by little, begin showing our faces in these communities little by little, then these people will begin to understand, like, wow, they really care about us. We see them here all the time. Let's go talk to them. Now, once you begin to build those relationships with people, because it's about relationship evangelism. When we build relationships with people, we can give them God. When people begin to understand who you are as a person, we can give them God. Relational evangelism is really, really important, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to going about in our communities. Relational evangelism, building relationships is really, really important. All right, Pastor Chris Newton from here at TV Radio Network said some ministries use the missions as a check mark to keep their status. And he says, I'm not going to get started, Pastor. Amen. That's good. And there are a lot of ministries that use these things for their own personal gain. And when I say their own personal gain, they use it for the ministry's or the church's personal gain. And you're absolutely right on that. You are on mark for that, Pastor Chris. Betty Sago said, check out Habitat for Humanity in nearby communities. Can fuse into Blessings on the Block. Okay, she was talking about our outreach, Blessings on the Block. Thank you for that. But ladies and gentlemen, each one of you has said great things on here about the outlook on why so many ministries decide to travel so many miles away and forget about right where we are in our own homes. And that is absolutely phenomenal. Each of you has some great things to say, and I appreciate it. And they all are important, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, it goes back to what I said. I'm not knocking anyone or any ministry that does that goes out to different countries. I'm not knocking that at all. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I praise God for you for doing that. I mean that's great, and you're doing great work when you do that. But the only thing I want everybody to understand is that let's start right where we are first. Let's start in our Jerusalem first, right where we are. And then we can work our way out to Judea and Samaria. And then we can go out to the farthest ends of the earth. But we gotta dig some ditches right where we are first. We gotta dig some holes right where we are first. We gotta fill some potholes right where we are first, because they're when I say potholes and using that as an analogy of something that needs work. We gotta fill some potholes. We gotta dig some ditches. We got hammers and nails. We got a lot of things that we can do right where we are. A lot of things we can do right where we are. There are a lot of souls that need to be saved right where we are. There are a lot of people who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ right where we are. So we can't be afraid to do that, ladies and gentlemen. We can't be afraid to begin to work right where we are, because that's what Christ has commanded us to do, to start right where we are. And you can look at the scripture, and you can break that scripture down any way you want to break it down, and digest it any way you want to digest it. But I'm telling you what the word said. Start in Jerusalem and work your way out. That's what Christ told us to do. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate all the comments. I appreciate everybody that's joining us tonight. I really, really, really do appreciate you for being with us. Next week, we have two guests on. We have co-founders Shanisha Hickson and Deidre Neely from C4. Is a new organization, a new nonprofit organization. They're going to talk about their organization on next Thursday. So you definitely want to tune in for that, because they're going to have some great information on their new nonprofit. And again, hey, everybody that's joining in with us, that joined us on tonight, Ms. Angela Morgan, I see you. Better say, I see you. Hey, AP Miller, I see you. Pastor Chris, I see you. I appreciate y'all. Couple of quick announcements. Hey, tomorrow, Lighthouse Fellowship Ministries, we got our weekly service, so join us at 7:30. We're going to be streaming live right here on Facebook, so tell somebody to join in with us. I guarantee you we have a great word for you on tomorrow. Don't doubt your doubts. Check it out. God is giving me a word to give to God's people, so join us tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Central, for Lighthouse Fellowship Ministries Friday service. And also this Saturday, Blessings on the Block, we'll be doing a community cleanup right here in our community. We'll be serving, doing service right here in our community here in Harker Heights. So the flyer is on our Facebook page, and we'll be doing a community cleanup on Saturday, December 12th. If you want to join in, you got an organization that want to join, hey, contact Ms. Keisha Wright, whose information is on that flyer. So you can contact her, let her know that you want to join in and be a part of our community cleanup on Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock, and it's going to end at 1. And we're going to go through the Harker Heights community, and we are going to clean up this community. So, again, hey, you already know, ladies and gentlemen, it is Pastor B. It's your brother, your cousin, your one and only nephew with Real Talk. I'll see you next week. One.
Just love my slang. I'm gangster with this gospel. Keep it good, man. I'm in the trenches, seeking for souls.
I'm out on the highways and byways. The battle is got to the strong. No, the race is a swift. I be spitting the gift. No one will go. Will send me, Lord. Revolt, let's represent. I'm so gangsta with this gospel.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.